Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
These sons of bitches who have no, you know, there's nothing in their bodies that could create something to make money, so they just steal off of other people's ideas and businesses. Come up with your own idea and make your own money and quit trying to take a little off the top of everybody else's. It's garbage.
Well, you know what's going to happen. We're just going to go to offshore accounts. I'm totally fine with saying, hey, if you're taking money out of Texas, a percentage of that should be taxed.
James Harden played like crap, but good news, he didn't feel too bad because he hit up the Ace of Diamonds strip club in Los Angeles at around 1:45 in the morning last night.
Honestly, I don't care about NBA guys going to strip clubs. They've been doing it since the 70s. I know people, oh, I can't believe he'd do that after he played like crap. Well, maybe he's got to go unwind a little bit.
Yeah. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed any of the first 2 hours? Lots of good stuff. All available at podcastarena.com. And I know you guys can't listen to the whole show sometimes because you're at work or whatever, but you should go back and listen to this one. It's pretty good today. We've had some weird calls, but that's a Tuesday. We also had some pretty good ones. So for the most part, I think it's been a good 2 hours.
All right. I'm not upset about this 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah. So we got one left. We just got to not screw it up, and we'll get out of here with a 9-7 record and a wild card game. I have to be careful what I say sometimes because Sed says, Fred, did I miss a divorce? You said when I was still married. I meant when I was married and living in a home with my kids and stuff. So that was like the last marriage.
All right.
So no, there's not been a divorce. Your under tickets are still alive, but not cashing yet. So you'll just have to wait and see what happens. This one manages to put up with a lot of crap for me. So I'm pretty sure I'm not an easy person to live with. I'm really not. So just managed to make it almost 7 years now. So I think you're probably safe with the overs. All right, let's grab a phone call. Eli, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir. Eli?
Nope.
Eli, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Yes, I'd like to know how it's possible for a professional basketball player to shoot free throws as terrible as Dwight Howard does. I would trade him for three of the Miami Heat cheerleaders in a second.
Did you watch the game last night? I guess not.
No, right. I guess not. That's kind of a weird time for that phone call.
Yeah. Dwight Howard is the best free throw shooter on the team right now. You guys must have missed that.
Yeah. Well, late game. I could see maybe you went to bed.
Well, you fell asleep at halftime.
I did.
So, I guess maybe a lot of people must have missed out on
it. Yeah, old people probably missed out on it.
In case, for those of you who did miss out, Dwight Howard last night was 14 of 18 from the free throw line. James Harden, 8 of 13. The great James Harden. That's the worst thing about James Harden is when he doesn't make his free throws, that takes away his best weapon, which is that move where he puts his head down and then flails his arms up and pretends like he got murdered in the lane every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And looks indignant when he doesn't get the call.
Yeah.
But you know what? One positive about Harden last night, only 3 turnovers.
Okay.
We got to look at the positives here, man.
Yeah. Dwight Howard, I can't give him enough credit.
He was a man last night. 26 boards.
36 points, 26 rebounds, including 10 offensive rebounds. And then 14 of 18 from the line.
Yeah.
What a game. I mean, they lost, so it didn't really matter. But what a game for him. Terrence Jones continues to be garbage.
That guy looked like he was about to turn into a player last year before he got hurt.
It happened.
But ever since he's been back, I mean, he's just not the same guy. He's not – I'm stunned at how bad he is. And – Yeah, I think Clint Capella's got some promise, but he can't shoot free throws either.
Yeah.
And he's struggling with that. Trevor Ariza's been dog bleeped this year.
You guys remember when everyone got super excited about the Ty Lawson signing and thought that that was going to complete the big three?
Well, you know what Ty Lawson did last night? In 22 minutes?
Nothing.
He had one more point than me. He did have 5 assists, but he's shown some hints at times that he might be coming around, but that hasn't worked out at all. And hey, I was all for it. I thought it was a great pickup. You didn't give up anything to get him. It just hasn't worked. What do you do? And I don't think we're far enough along in the season now where basically they're settling into what they are, which is they're going to be a 6 seed or a 7 seed. They better hope to gosh they get into a 6 seed because they're not going to want any part of San Antonio in the first round. And if they do that, maybe they upset somebody and get to the second round, but that's the ceiling for this team. I mean, that's the absolute ceiling because they're not beating the Spurs or the Warriors at any point in a 7-game series unless 3 players get injured the last week of the season.
Even then, good luck.
Yeah, and it's and I think it's – and it was funny that Morey said last week, nobody wants to play us in the playoffs. Actually, if I could pick a team I'd want to play right now.
They're at the top of the list.
Yeah, I'll have them ahead of Utah. Yeah. I'd rather play Utah than them. But other than that, there's a reason you're in the 7 spot. And the thing is, you waste an effort like that out of Dwight Howard. That's a frustrating thing because
– Now, to be fair, the Clippers are starting to play the kind of basketball that they're capable of playing. You know, they're on a little bit of a run here where the Clippers are starting to look pretty serious. But still, yeah, you're right. It's hard to waste an effort like what you got from Dwight Howard last night.
But
you know what? Luckily for the Rockets, this isn't your typical Western Conference year where
they'd be on the outside looking in right now.
Yeah. Normally, one game over 500 at this point, at the halfway point of the season,
you're 11th or 12th.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You're probably not making the playoffs. But now, the 8 seed, the Jazz, have a losing record, which that hasn't – I don't remember the last time a team with a losing record got it in the West. It happens all the time in the Eastern Conference. Ironically, there isn't a team in the Eastern Conference right now that has a losing record that would make the playoffs.
But you look at it, and, okay, the Blazers without Aldridge are not the same team anymore.
No, that was a team, they're rebuilding.
That was a team that was always a 4-5 seed. Denver has had a competitive team for the last few years. Phoenix has always been right.
Like Denver's rebuilding, too. I mean, that's part of why they moved Ty Lawson.
Yeah. Phoenix is a team that's always kind of the one that, like the Rockets were for a few years. They were always the one that was ninth and over 500.
New Orleans is the huge disappointment.
New Orleans has been a huge disappointment. They've been terrible. I didn't see that coming. I thought they would get better, and that hasn't happened. And I thought Minnesota would take a little bit of a step forward this year, and they really haven't done it.
Just a really young team. I think they'll
get
there. It is,
but they've got some talent there. And when you look at the fact that the West is, we're an 18-23 team as your 8 seed, your record shouldn't be that bad. You shouldn't be 13-29.
You're right. Carl Anthony Towns, though, that's the guy.
Yeah.
That is the guy. Between him and Wiggins, they're going to have a team at some point. I don't know how long it's going to take, but those two guys together, that's a nice pairing.
Wiggins is, I think, 3 years from now. I think he's probably about 3 years away from becoming the kind of player that he's going to be. But I'm finally starting to see the flashes that everybody got so excited about when he came out. And you saw it some in college. I was kind of like, he looks good, but he doesn't look like potential superstar to me.
Right.
Yeah, I can see where he could get there. Meanwhile,
also, not to say that Jahlil Okafor is not having a good year. Jahlil Okafor is not as good as Karl Anthony Towns. I know there were people who thought that he should have been the top pick. No. Karl Anthony Towns was the guy to take.
Do you guys think we're at the beginning of a power shift back to the Eastern Conference? No, because
the two best teams
are still. In fact, I'm not going to – if you wanted to argue with me that the 3 best teams were in the West – I wouldn't argue with that with you too much. OKC's better than Cleveland.
Yeah,
I'd
probably take Cleveland in a series, but I wouldn't. It's a close call.
Yeah, but you can make that argument. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna laugh at you for it. By the way, can you back that phone call for a second? Who makes
phone call?
The guy who called and said, hey, how can you be an NBA player and not make, how do you make that phone call after a game where he's 14 of 18? And you're going to trade him for three Miami Heat cheerleaders. The only way I'm trading Dwight Howard for three Miami Heat cheerleaders is if we're talking about being in a hot tub together. Then I'm going to make that trade all day, every day.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no. It's Tuesday. You know, you get some good stuff, and then you get something like that.
It's not great.
Just like that one guy who called earlier, just makes you scratch your head. Lance wants to know, have you guys been working on sponsors for a beer segment? Apparently, our ad folks are working on getting our beer segment sponsored. So, which I mean, I'm okay with what we've been doing, but that's business.
Yeah.
I
like just hanging out and drinking beer on Fridays.
Yeah.
Although now that we're at Sam Houston, we're not able to drink on Fridays anymore. So things have changed a little.
May have to do it on Thursdays.
Or we could just sober up until after race season.
I don't know. What do you want to do that for?
I'm just saying.
That's no fun.
All right, guys, got to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. If you find yourself in need of a DWI attorney, you know, you could go through the phone book, the yellow pages, and find any old Joe Schmo who's, you know, probably taken a few cases before, probably hasn't taken many of them to trial. Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist, and what that means is he's experienced in telling the truth about police breath and blood tests to juries in a trial situation. One of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state. You know, there's a lot of faults in those sciences that the police are using, the breath test, the blood test. There's a lot of problems with those. And, you know, he's experienced in pointing out these flaws to juries. He's a highly successful guy. If you failed the breath or blood test, whether it's DWI or DUI, don't put your fate in the hands of somebody who's not ready for the job. Call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN. Local Music Tuesday. All local bumper music. So a bunch of people trying to get me to run for office. I had some friends that tried to get me to run once, and the reason I didn't do it, I wouldn't quite be Rob Ford, because I wouldn't be doing crack and being fat and stuff.
I would if I could get away with
it. But there would be, honestly, pictures of me would show up and me doing shots in bars of my friends and stuff like that, and, you know, being in hot tubs with Miami Heat cheerleaders and things like that, and it would all, you know, it would distract from the issues, and, you know, I'm not going to put my family through all that. Plus, I have a good job. When this job's over, maybe when I've calmed down and I'm not, you know, having fun all the time, I'll think about it. But apparently, people think that's a big deal. So, I don't want you doing shots. All right. Sometimes I see stories that make me just go, okay, this has got to be a Tuesday. Bob Arum apparently spoke to the media today.
And what did I say?
I'll tell you what you said. And yeah, obviously he's promoting the Bradley Pacquiao fight, which have we heard yet, John? Are we going to that?
You know, Filipinos are like Mexicans from Asia. They fight with the warrior spirit of a Mexican. But they're Asian, and that's what makes them a little bit different from a regular Mexican. Timothy Bradley is black. He fights with the warrior spirit of a black man. And when you put an Asian Mexican and the warrior spirit against a black in his warrior spirit, you're in for a fight that you've got to see and you've got to pay $60 for. You agree? Any questions? Questions?
Well, we're going to want to hear more from you because
What else do you want to hear?
Even though he said Pacquiao has told him he will retire after this fight, he's not going to promote it that way because...
He'll make money if I tell him to make money.
Well, guess what you said today.
That's the great thing about minorities. For me, I've had a good record of them making me money and me making them money. And I feel it's harder. The people say, why is there not a white great boxer anymore? I have a hard time keeping them under my thumb. I'll be honest. And that's not to be racist. It's just the way I find my business works.
Well, here's what else.
Any questions?
Yes. Here's what else you said today. If Pacquiao beats Bradley convincingly, you believe it will reignite talks for a Floyd Mayweather rematch.
Listen, the great thing about that fight, I know a lot of people thought it was terrible. I thought it was half terrible. And it was the half that Showtime and that, you know, Floyd Mayweather brought to the table. And I think, you know, this time if we have our way, we will promote the fight ourselves because they don't know what they're doing. If we do it the right way, this could be the greatest fight in history. Questions?
Why on earth do I want to see that fight again?
Fred, like I was just saying, Manny Pacquiao is like an Asian Mexican. And Floyd Mayweather is a black. When you put those together, it's worth $60, $70. But then you have to take into account Floyd Mayweather has proven to be the best black. That's why you can get 100 for it. If I tell you the best black is fighting, who doesn't want to see that?
So,
any questions?
Yes. If he's a Mexican Asian, where does he rank in the Asian hierarchy that Zhang Li laid out for us?
That's a question for the Asians. I don't have the answer to that. I'm a boxing promoter. What do I know about race relations? I don't pretend to be an expert on things. I'm an expert on boxing. Questions?
All right. That was just kind of a fun way to say I don't want to see Pacquiao weather again.
Thanks, Bob Arum, for joining us on such short notice.
Yeah, it's well awesome. Done. So do we know if we're going to that fight yet?
I haven't been told.
Because, I'm... Like
when is that fight?
It's like April 9th, I think.
Okay. Are you busy in April?
I think we got some horse racing to do, but...
Let me check my calendar.
Other than that...
You always get back in time for the horse. You bail out and watch the horses anyway.
Yeah, but I think we'll... I don't think I'm out there that weekend, so I think it works out.
April 9th is free for me.
Okay. So,
Bob, if you're listening still...
Yeah. The white guy and the half Arab want to come out, so... 713-780-ESPN. Let's give something away. Speaking of Sam Houston, 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park to join me for live thoroughbred racing. Complimentary buffet sitting in the special ESPN section at Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. The races start at 6:15, so we moved it up so people weren't getting there at the third race. Everyone gets to play in our free handicapping contest. The winner of that gets a dinner for 4 at the Winter Circle Restaurant. Watch, wager, and win. Sam Houston Race Park, caller number 10. Let's squeeze in a phone call. Dino. I assume it's Dino. It could be Dino. But we'll go with Dino. You're on, man.
Yeah, it's actually Dino.
Okay, cool.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Sports?
I'm actually still laughing from the boxing promoter before me, but I have a question.
Go ahead.
For Bob, or because Bob, we can get him back on the line, or do you have a question for us?
No, for you guys. Bob, I'm glad Bob's off the line, but calling fun. But here's my question for either one of you guys. Sports is still supposed to be a kid's game, still supposed to be a fun game, but with all the professionalism now, they're taking away the celebrating in the end zone, they're taking away the helmets taking off. But why is it that the NFL, the NBA still allow the players to wear jewelry?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
They promote themselves, you know, with their different cuts and hair designs and stuff. I mean, you take away some things, but we allow them to do other things. But they're still children, or I won't say children, but young adults that just don't have the experience. But why are certain things allowed and other things are not?
I don't
know. It's supposed to be a fun sport.
I don't know. I will say, I think guys who wear jewelry when they're playing football are dumb.
I don't think that's a smart idea.
I would tackle you by your gold chain.
Yeah.
I would. Just because it's there. Just like if you had dreadlocks, I'd tackle you by your dreadlocks.
Yeah.
Or if you're Clay Matthews.
Believe it or not, I don't have dreadlocks. If you've never really? Seen me, I don't have dreadlocks. I know I sound like a guy who would have dreadlocks, but I don't.
Karina's sending me pictures of Jesse from Team Rocket. Now I've got to go excuse myself. 713-780-ESPN if you want to win the tickets. Yeah, I'm kind of okay with the celebrations. They don't bother me that much. But, you know, I'm also kind of one of those old school score, give the ball to the official. But I do think it's, they have legislated a lot of the fun out of it. Some of the stuff that I thought was clever, like, was it Joe Horn that pulled the cell phone out of the.
Yeah.
I love stuff like that. If it's, and I love T.O. stuff because he was coming up with different things every time. Yeah, I like stuff like that. But, you know, I know that's kind of contradicts, you know, hand the ball to the official. But if you're funny and clever with it, I like that. If you're just obnoxious, then okay. I wouldn't penalize you for it, but it should be fun. And it's supposed to be a fun game. It's fun to watch most of the time.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. He says, when I call for a giveaway, why does it ring half a time and hang up? Probably because the lines are full, I would guess. I don't know. I've never actually tried. I know AJ tried to win something once on the show, but he got told he was caller five and then hung up on.
I think, actually, I tried to call in to talk to, like, the show, and they hung up on me because they were doing a contest. And I called the hotline number, not the regular number.
On this show?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because you did call this show one time to try to win something that you wanted. Like it was Whataburger $50 coupon or something.
Oh.
And you wanted that. Yeah. So, I have a Danny Amendola update for you, but it has nothing to do with the game. Is that okay?
Okay.
Apparently he's not getting along with his neighbors. And I'm sure we all have issues with our neighbors sometimes. But apparently he put a temporary carport in, and the people around him consider that an eyesore. Now, I'm guessing in his New England neighborhood, he lives in a pretty good neighborhood with probably some really snotty people. I'm just speculating, right?
Okay.
So apparently some of his neighbors, it's in the College Hill Historic District of Providence, which somebody from that area will have to tell me how snotty that is. Because they were ticked off, they tipped fans off to where he lived. Now they're annoyed because women are cruising around the streets trying to find him. You brought that on yourself. You gave his address out. What'd you expect to happen? So women are cruising up and down this neighborhood now trying to get with Amendola because these knuckleheads were ticked off over a carport and let out where he lived. I know, first world problems, but I'm wondering how New England women in general would rate on the hotness scale. I mean, I think the high end's pretty good, but I don't think there's a big middle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, and I've got to tell you about my good friends at Houston Can Academy. And, hey, if you've got a vehicle sitting in your yard, sitting out in your garage, and maybe it's just sitting out in front of your house, don't know what to do with it, well, guess what? Donate it. Get rid of that eyesore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, be a car, truck. I mean, they'll even take boats and things like that. If it's just sitting there and you're not using it, here's what you can do. You donate it to my good friends at Houston Can Academy. What they'll do, they'll come pick it up. They'll tow it free of charge. They're going to do all the work. They'll give you the paperwork, so you don't have to do that. And you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card just for saying you heard about it on the Blitz. How can you beat that? So it's also tax deductible, so you're all set, right? They'll come take care of it. And the cool thing is, what they do with these vehicles, they use the money to help kids who go to Houston Can Academy. And if you're not familiar with it, this is a school that takes in kids who have dropped out, gives them a second chance, and works around their schedule. Some of them dropped out for medical reasons. Some of them dropped out because they needed to get jobs. Well, they give them a second chance. They work around all those things, and that's why they need your donation. So you can really change a life here just by donating a vehicle you're not using. And it doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear my voice, if you're over in Lake Charles, you're over in Beaumont, Vidor, any of those places, they will come and tow your car free of charge, give you that tax deduction, and you're going to help kids who go on to do great things. And a lot of kids have come through this school and gone on to be terrific people and have impacted a lot of lives, and you can do that. All you have to do is pick up the phone. 713-225-4226. That's 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. And remember, ride off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Alan on Facebook, obviously smarter than all of us. And I'm not saying that sarcastically. I mean, says, could you just use a VPN to set your IP address to a different state and still play Daily Fantasy that way? Even though I watch Mr. Robot, I'm not good at computer, but that makes a lot of sense. I've heard people say you could do that. I'd actually like to do that so I could somehow make it look like I'm in Canada, because I can't log on to PokerStars from here.
Yeah.
And so the only time I play is when I go up to visit the family. And I can play for a couple weeks, and I build up a nice bankroll, and then I don't get to play again for a year. So that I would like to do somehow. And I'm sure a guy like Alan could help with that. Not saying that I'm trying to get around the laws or anything, but to me, it's like anything else. The harder you make it for people, they're just going to take the easy route and go do the illegal one. Because I guarantee you, Bovada will start doing Daily Fantasy for you. And they can't do anything to them because they're in Latvia or wherever the hell they are. So we shall see.
I think you can still play Daily Fantasy like on Yahoo.
Well, no, they're part of this too. They have to, they're adhering to whatever rules.
Are they?
Yeah, they're part of this whole group. Zach says, I was in Boston in September. The women are very white. I've been there before. I just don't recall too much about the women, other than they were very pale, and I don't really like pale most of the time. Of course, I married this time is really pale, but in general, I'm not a pale. Lamont says, holy bleep, I know why today is weird. Hillary Clinton is in Houston. Hillary, if you're listening, give us a call. I want you to explain to, I'd love to hear your thoughts on why we should vote for you.
Lamont brought it up. This was on my list of things to talk about today.
Yeah, do it.
Sarah Palin endorsed Donald Trump today. It's so great.
Wow.
And there's like somebody on Fox was, this could be the boost that Donald Trump needs to run away with this race.
That is the last
thing.
That's
a boost?
Yeah.
If Sarah Palin thinks you're smart, I don't know what that says.
Of the list of people I wouldn't want an endorsement from, I'm going to put her pretty high up there. Maybe second would be Charles Manson. Probably wouldn't want an endorsement from him.
Yeah, that's not good either.
Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. What did you think of the Seahawks fan who were apparently kind of crybaby about Cam Newton? They think he's a poor sport.
To me, that's just loser talk.
Okay.
And I think winners get to make the rules, man. And I just think it's kind of bitter. That's all.
I kind of feel the same way. I don't know. And to be fair, Cam Newton, I mean,
Well, first of all, I don't know how I feel about bringing, if you've got other teams' stuff, like if you bring road team stuff into the home team stadium, I don't know how I feel about players grabbing it, but he grabbed the 12th man flag from a fan in the stand, balled it up, and tossed it away.
Didn't they do that to a Packers fan earlier this year, too?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, there is a rule at that stadium that if you're down low, you can't have opposing team signs and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's, yeah, Cam's having fun out there, and that's just one of the things he does to have fun. That doesn't bother me. You know, if you bring that and you got the first row, it's probably what's going to happen.
I think it's kind of, I don't know, I think it's a douchebag move, but I think Cam Newton's a douchebag anyway. So this didn't change my opinion on him. But I also don't, I mean, I don't know how much sportsmanship should be expected when you're a fan who brings another team's, the road team's gear.
Exactly.
Stadium.
I mean, you're...
You're in enemy territory, bro.
Yeah, that's... Sorry. Yeah, it doesn't bother me. I think some of Cam's antics are too much, but I mean, the dude's having fun. I'm not going to bitch at a guy for having fun. All right, let's try John. What's up, John?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going sports.
Oh, man, I just got one quick question for you. If Tom Brady for the New England Patriots, if he wins the Super Bowl again, would that kind of eliminate any question that he's not the best quarterback to ever play the game, man?
I mean, I think he already probably is. I think you can make an argument for a guy like Joe Montana who never lost in a Super Bowl.
Ten AFC championship games, man.
Yeah.
I just don't think there's a doubt anymore. I think last year eliminated it.
I think that was John Gruden impersonation.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that wasn't a very good Gruden impersonation if that was what you were trying to do.
He was throwing in mans and his name was John. Oh. I think it was a Gruden impersonation.
Okay. That you need to work on that a little more before you trot it out in public. Well, he did say Tom Brady of the New England Patriots. Now, Tom Brady of the Dallas Texans, not so good. That guy, he's not nearly the quarterback of Tom Brady of the New England Patriots. Really? That's how we end the calls on a Tuesday. That makes perfect sense. Yeah, that's what people thought. I don't know. This is... I'm not going to get too upset because I think we've probably taken 8 calls today.
We've not had a great success rate.
I would say 4 good ones, 3 awful ones, and 1 that I couldn't quite figure out. So, yeah, that I think the Blitzers are all in agreement. That was a horrible Gruden.
Yeah.
Except one guy from the 512 on the text line. So it's like 15-1. So I'm guessing that's the guy who actually called. So, anyway, quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap this thing up mercifully. We have our Hey Man Bleep That coming up.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, our new little segment.
We got a line of listeners for this? The prize?
Yeah, we do. Here's what we're going to do. Give us a call, 713-780-3776. Callers 10, 11, and 12, you're going to get assigned one of us. Tyler's going to pick the best one, the best rant. You're going to get Bellator 149 tickets and lunch with Tito Ortiz and AJ Hoffman. Bellator 149 comes to Houston Friday, February 19th at Toyota Center with 2 huge main events. Iconic Royce Gracie takes on Ken, the world's most dangerous man, Shamrock, and Kimbo Slice against Dada 5000. Win a pair of tickets and see history made, plus you and a guest will have lunch with Tito Ortiz at Lorenzo's Restaurant and AJ Hoffman. Tickets are available. Log on to HoustonToyotaCenter.com to get yours now. But 10, 11, and 12, you get to play. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Just shaking your hand.
And by your side is where. May I have everyone's attention?
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. From the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.
Live.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Live Thoroughbred Racing continues at Sam Houston Race Park. Join me Saturday night from 6 until 8 in the special ESPN section. Everyone can play in the handicapping contest. The winner gets a dinner for four at the Winner's Circle Restaurant from the park in ESPN 97.5. Well, one of you three is going to win Bellator 149 tickets and lunch with Tito Ortiz and A.J. Hoffman. So here's how it's going to work. All three of us are going to have a rant. We'll change the order up. John, you get to go first this time. This little segment called Hey Man, bleep that. And it can be anything, sports, life, that irritates us. We're all three going to do one very quickly, and then Tyler will tell us which one he likes best. So Mike, you will get John. Jim, you will get AJ. Sam, you will get me. If Tyler picks whichever one Tyler picks, you get the Bellator tickets. So congratulations for dialing well and getting yourself to the finals. You have a 33% chance. All right, John.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to keep it with sports, and I'm going to say the freaking Houston Rockets, they shot 50% from the field last night and lost. The reason they let the freaking Clippers shoot 51 from the field and 60% behind the three-point line. J.J. Redick was a 9-for-12. 9-for-12 behind the three-point line. And for that lack of... I want to say I'm surprised, but I'm really not. But to let one person shoot 9-for-12 behind the three-point line and score 40 points, J.J. freaking Redick, I'm going to say to that, Rockets defense, hey, man, fuck that.
All right.
John gets fired up. He says frickin' a lot.
Yeah, he does. He's a little angry.
Well, I don't want to, you know, drop an F-bomb on them.
Well,
it's all right.
It happens. I think everybody's done it. I haven't dropped an F-bomb yet. I've come close. All right, your turn.
Have I done that?
Yes.
Have I?
Yeah.
That one? I had one that was sportsy related, but I'll go a different route because my wife sent me this and it's got me a little nervous. Do you ever go to Trader Joe's?
Yeah, yeah. They occasionally have beer I like there.
They've got a lot of good stuff there, and including they've got good nuts. Well, apparently some bags of Trader Joe's raw cashew pieces are being recalled due to the possibility of salmonella contamination.
Oof.
Guess who eats Trader Joe's raw cashew pieces?
Oh, dear.
Me.
So you might have the salmonella?
I might die.
Damn.
So
look at Tyler in there going, that would be cool. I might get a shot.
You think that's cool,
I might get
Tyler?
A shot, yeah. I think you just won because if you die, he thinks he's got a shot at your job.
To Trader Joe's and to Tyler.
Do I get all your beer if you die?
No. No. I'm going to drink it all now in case I do die. To Tyler and Trader Joe's, I say, hey, man, f*** that.
All right. I will go sportsy here. Because, all right, this one's a little off the beaten path. This is hockey, which, you know, we talked about the NHL All-Star game. They went to this kind of 3-on-3 tournament.
Right.
So, I mean, they change it every year, right? And there's a guy named John Scott who played for the Arizona Coyotes, who was an enforcer, who the fans started a thing to try to get him in, just to kind of say, all right, he's got 5 career goals. He's one of those guys you bring out on the ice to beat the crap out of somebody is basically
right.
His job.
He's a goon.
And they thought it would be cool for him to get out there and play in the NHL All-Star game. So not only does he win the vote, he's named captain of the Pacific Division team. Well, the NHL...
He's not a good player, though. Can we
no,
agree on that?
No, he's a big 6'8" goon.
Okay.
But you know what? It's an exhibition. Who cares?
Right.
The fans... You ask the fans to be involved in Twitter. This is what they want to do. Okay. And this is what you get when you ask fans to do stuff. So first the NHL asked him to drop out. Then the Coyotes asked him to drop out. Then there was this big multiplayer trade between the Coyotes and the Montreal Canadiens, and guess who's included in it and gets sent to the minors? The backlash was so much that the NHL finally had to say, you know what, he can play.
Oh, he is
going
to play?
They are going to let him play.
Oh, good.
But the fact that this is what drives me nuts. You want the fans involved. You ask for their involvement. They get this thing going, and of course it's all these old school guys, oh, you can't have this guy in an All-Star game. It's just a freaking exhibition. You change the format every year. It's just supposed to be fun. You invited the fans to participate. They did. They picked this guy. And by the way, he's got a pregnant wife at home, and if they win, it's like $1 million bonus, and this is a guy who doesn't make much money, so it'd be kind of cool. So you turn this cool little story into the NHL doing everything they can to keep him out, and finally the backlash is they have to do it. Hey, NHL, Gary Bettman, you suck. That guy's the worst commissioner. He makes Roger Goodell look like a genius. That's how bad this guy is. So for that, I say, hey, man, fuck that. All right. Those are our three rants for the day. Tyler, pick a winner, please.
Falcon, Fred wins.
Okay. So
Fred, you are the champion.
Sam, congratulations.
Even though I could technically die.
Yeah. Well, you won last week. I thought I had a great one last week, and you stomped my ass because you went with the military one. I couldn't beat that. I should have saved my elevator rant for a weaker, collection because I could have won. But anyway, so all right, congratulations, Sam. You have won the Bellator tickets, and you get to have lunch with AJ, and you get to have lunch with Tito Ortiz. That's pretty cool. So see, we made him work for that today. So what do we think of this segment, gentlemen? This has been 2 weeks. Yeah, we've thrown it in there to try to replace bleepage. We added one oldie and one newie for the year. What do we think as a group here? Are we happy with that?
I like it. Do you guys like it?
I like it.
I'm fine with whatever we do, my man.
Yeah, I know, but the listeners liked it last week, so hopefully it's the kind of thing that will continue.
I like that someone wins a prize.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing with the morons, for some reason there haven't been that many. I haven't found as many good moron stories.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Well, they're there, but I also have Gym of the Day. You have the Dumbass Report. It could easily add up. So
that's true.
Anyway, I was going to rant about the guy who parks next to me in the garage.
You got 2.5 minutes.
Well, okay, this was my backup plan. But there's a guy who's got this real nice... I usually don't park in this spot because this is where my wife's car... Well, not my kid's car, but this is where she parked. I have a different spot. But there's this guy with this real nice Audi, and our garage is really tight because it's built in the 30s. There's not a lot of room. This is a small car, so there should be plenty of room. And it's a really nice car, but he parks it at an angle, which makes it almost impossible for me to get into my spot. And, I mean, like yesterday, there was literally an inch between the car and this concrete pillar on the left. So the guy doesn't give me any room. So is it wrong of me that this morning when I saw him, somebody had bashed in the back of his car, and I felt good about that?
No.
Okay. I'm like, okay, you go to all this trouble to keep me from hitting your car, and actually you make it worse. You make it almost impossible not to hit your car. And I bet you're doing that at your place of work, and somebody just swung in and couldn't turn, and bam.
Hard times.
Yeah, that's, I always say, don't be a dickweed. Man, try to be considerate of other people. That I guess that's the thing that bothers me most in the world today, is that people are so caught up in themselves, and there's so many. I mean, there's just not as many good people as I thought they were.
I'm good. I'm not caught up in how awesome I am.
A little bit. So, yeah, most the texters all love it. Okay, I think we'll keep it. So, Nick says John missed his bleep a little there. Oh well.
Bleeped enough.
Yeah. We just have to bleep enough to where you can't hear the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of advice on this VPN thing about how slow it makes your computer, too, so maybe I shouldn't do that. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job today by Jong Lee. Great job today by AJ Hoffman. Great job by most of the people who participated in the show today. There were a few of you not so good. That's all right. We'll try again tomorrow because it'll be What Are the Odds Wednesday. We'll be here early, 3 o'clock. Make sure you tune in. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.